an award winner joining us now on the program. It's Rich Miller, manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, and he's recently named NWL Manager of the Year as they head into the playoffs. Thanks so much for this, Rich.
You got it.
This has been a pretty exciting season for you guys. What's been the key to success, I guess?
I think the key to success is the way the drafted players, the new players from this year's draft, have just molded with the players we brought up from extended spring training. I've never seen a group of players that really didn't know each other just meld together so soon, and they really get along very well for each other. They work hard, play hard every day, and they just every night root for each other.
It's a lot of players I want to hear about, Rich, but maybe none that I'm as excited to hear about than Nate Pearson, who, you know, showed up with you guys this year out of the draft and looks like he's just been absolutely lights out. You know, we hear about that he can really run up the radar gun and that he's got overwhelming stuff, but you're watching him every day, and just tell us what you're seeing from him.
Well, what's amazing about him, he's a very, very tall, big guy, and usually when you hear about a guy that throws 95 to 100, it's going to be a very powerful, I'm going to give it all I got delivery. It's a very smooth delivery, and he's very quick to the plate from the stretch. If some runners get on base, he does hit 100 at times. He knows it. He's had it in his college career. He's had it now in his pro career, and it doesn't amaze him or anything. He just wants to go out and one pitch at a time and just get every hitter each time.
How about the secondary stuff with Pearson? Because we hear about that overwhelming fastball, but what else will he use to get hitters out?
He's really been working with the slider and the changeup. He knows he's going to need that to pitch at the higher level. And his last outing, he did give up a run or two, which was his first runs he's given up in the pro level. But we really wanted to work more sliders and changeups in because he knows he's going to use it. And the more he uses it, the better it's going to get.
The other guy that you got out of the first round of this year's draft is Logan Warmuth. And, you know, just around the draft, talking to some people about him, it sounds like his greatest strength is that he doesn't have any big weaknesses. You know, like he's just an all-around, well-polished player. I mean, what have you seen from the 21-year-old shortstop so far?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. He does not have a weakness. He runs pretty good. He's got above-average speed. He's got a good arm from shortstop. He's got good hands. He's learned the pro game, I think, quickly. One thing he used to do the first couple weeks we had him, some slow hit balls or some chopper plays, he was very aggressive to it, but he was too aggressive through the balls, and he would bobble some. Now he knows to be aggressive and smooth through it. He's made some very good plays. He's been in the three hole since about the third or fourth game he's been with us, and he's just lately this past week he's had some good RBIs with two outs, some big crucial RBIs to continue on our roll.
How does he profile as a hitter to you? Just kind of looking at what he's done so far. I mean, is, you know, not a ton of power, but it looks like he's getting on base, putting the ball in play. Is he, you know, how does he profile as a hitter?
Well, when he gets his hits, they're hit hard. And, you know, been around as long as I have, I've seen guys not really necessarily hit for power in games for a few years of their career, and all of a sudden, wow, there it is. Don't show you that real good power in batting practice. He's in my BP group, so I throw to him every day. And it's there. And the ballpark we're leaving here, Tri-Cities, that's where he's got his first pro home run, and he smoked the heck out of it that night. It's going to come. It will be there. He's not just going to be a, you know, line drive type hitter. He's actually pulled the ball with a lot of authority. We're trying to get him really to work the whole field, which he has been doing lately. And, you know, who knows? Maybe even in the long run he could have some aqua power. But as a very solid bat at the big leagues, I could see him being a good three hitter.
Rich Miller, manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, heading to the playoffs in the Blue Jays organization. Tomorrow is game one of their series. Thanks, Rich. You talked about it earlier where, you know, these guys have come into the squad and they've really melded quickly. What have you done? What do you do? What are some of your methods to get the guys together and ready and bonding all so quickly?
Well, you certainly got to use your staff. You know, we got a good hitting coach in Dave Pano, good pitching coach Tim Sykowski. We've added a fourth coach at this level this year who's been a big help, Jose Mayorga. Jose was a bullpen catcher in the big leagues last year with the Phillies, so he can bring some of that big league experience with. And we certainly use their ideas, and I kind of stay out of their areas, the hitting and the pitching. And Jose works with the catchers. He's a first base coach. He helps out with the hitting. I just have tried to tell them how to professionally bring it every day. It's not college anymore. and you have to bring it every day, and they really need to understand that this is 6-7 days a week. You get very few off days in the minor leagues. You got to take care of your body on the field, off the field, work with the trainers, work with the fitness guys, and just understand the ups and downs of the game, because I was a position player, so I know what it was like being out there 6-7 days a week, and there's a lot of ups and downs with that, and they really, really just have to understand, take everything in stride. And then one thing I mentioned to them again just the other night, that they are some of the best baseball players in the world. There's a lot of kids out there in the world that would love to be in their shoes, and they're really entertainers. They're like movie stars or TV stars. People come to see them play, and what you want to do is just put your best out there on stage every night.
There's some intriguing catching prospects in the Blue Jays organization right now, but I wonder if Riley Adams is getting a little bit overlooked coming out of the third round of this year's draft out of the University of San Diego. From the numbers, it looks like he's really just hit the ground running with you guys. What are you seeing?
Oh, absolutely, especially defensively. You know, you only get a report when these kids come in, and then you watch them play. Here's a guy who just every day wants to be a better defensive catcher, and he's going to be a good defensive catcher in the big leagues someday. He's thrown very well. One thing I always take note of is when they're starting, they have a throw down to second base before the inning starts. He takes those 9 throws every game very seriously. He's thrown very well lately. His release times are in the 1.9s to a 2.0. Hitting-wise, he's hit 4, he's hit 5. He's had some big RBIs for us also. He'll step up with 2 outs when we need a hit late in the game. He's a good team leader. He's not necessarily a big vocal leader. He's kind of a quiet guy, but he leads by his actions. And you want to say overlooked in what did you say, the third round? Absolutely. This guy's going to be a good one.
Yeah, routine's so important, especially at your level, trying to establish those defensive routines. Casey Clemens, one more guy I want to ask you about, who obviously – has the bloodlines and has a name that people will recognize, but looks like he's, you know, playing first base for you, putting up some decent numbers. What do you think of him?
Well, Casey, I've had some players over the years who have had a father in the big leagues, and some of them kind of act a little big-headed because of their dad and who he was in the big leagues. Obviously, Casey with Rogers. Roger obviously was a very, very, very good player at the major league level. Casey is Casey. He wants to be his own type of player. Obviously, he's a position player, and where his dad was the pitcher, but number one, this guy is a real good first baseman. He has picked some throws this year that I never thought was possible. I'm not even sure if he's got an error this year. If he does, it's only one. So he's very good first baseman. Talk about leaders. This guy's a vocal leader. Gets along with everybody. Has got a great relationship with all the guys we had in extended. And then as a hitter, the thing I remember the most about Casey from this year is going to be the 2 strikes. He'll have some of the funkiest swings you'll ever see with 2 strikes because he's battling. He's fouling the pitch off here, fouling the pitch off there, waiting for that pitcher to make a mistake. And, you know, we went into last night's game. I think he was like second or third in the league in RBIs. He's just a very, very tough out with two strikes.
Hey, Rich, it's been a fun season watching you guys, and, you know, you got the playoffs coming up, so we wish you the best of luck, and congrats on being named Manager of the Year as well. It's been a fun season so far. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.